This week, on a special episode of WebMD's Health Discovered podcast, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
It's a diagnosis that changes everything. So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
SpringFest is heating up at Lowe's, and for a limited time, we have the extra big deals you need to impress guests. Get your outdoor space ready and save $50 on a select Kobalt 24-volt blower kit, now $79. Plus, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance 4-burner grill, now $199. It's springtime, and our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/13. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Sometimes having a confirmation of a haunting is something that an individual needs, no matter how compelling the moment was, no matter how much you felt something, no matter how much you heard something. Sometimes we just need that with our own eyes to be able to say, I saw this. I know what this was. Otherwise, there's that big span of time of called the rest of your life where you're going 98% sure I had a paranormal experience, but there's that 2% that still kind of makes you go, well, maybe it was something else. My friend saw it, but I didn't see it. But I felt it. I heard it. I could, so many things. But sometimes you just need that little bit. I think our next listener struggles with that idea just a little bit. Not to an extreme level, but enough where it becomes something that they wonder about and ponder for many years after the initial haunting experience. Take a listen. In elementary school, I lived in a house next to a cemetery in a suburb of Buffalo, New York. My parents divorced and I was living with my mom at the time and her then husband. He was not genuinely nice and there were frequent fights between him and my mom. They almost did a good job hiding it, but I did witness them yelling at each other and throwing things. I was just a kid and unsure of what to do. I'd usually just hide away. My grandpa lived downstairs with us while he was alive, and I would visit him frequently and discuss his life, 1918 to the present day, World War II, and so many other interesting topics. Despite those temporary problems, my childhood was good. I would travel to my dad in Fort Lauderdale during school breaks that would take me away from it all until I permanently moved there with him. While in Buffalo, I had great friendships. We were a solid group of friends, some of which I still talk to every day, 20 years later. What I did not really tell them was what else happened in the house next to the cemetery because I couldn't really explain it. When I did, it would start weird conversations about monsters or jokes. The first experience happened around Christmas time after I first moved in. I was lying on the couch in the living room next to the Christmas tree with a blanket over my head, making almost a small personal tent while I played with a Game Boy. At the time, you needed a light attachment to illuminate the screen and the tree was throwing off the colors on the screen. I forgot what I was playing, but suddenly, what seemed like a hand pressed down on the blanket I was under. Instead of looking from under the blanket, I felt frozen. I knew this was not my mom or her husband, and so I felt uneasy. The hand lifted and away from the blanket, and all was silent. I peeked from under the blanket after what lasted what seemed like a few silent minutes, and nothing was there. I heard no footsteps, No clothes rustling, no breathing, nothing. And following nights made me nervous. The nights turned into weeks, weeks turned into months, and months turned into years. Every night at bedtime, I would preemptively wait to be visited again. I would sleep with my head outside of the blanket, but I felt the presence on my leg touched. I would hide back under my blanket. All these nights would pass without any footsteps, doors opening, or anything like that, unless the ghost decided to move objects. The house was otherwise silent at night. The hand that touched my legs seemed to glide over it. It did not hurt, but it did not feel normal. It was like a heavy, cold wind. It got to the point where it became tiresome and annoying. I had trouble sleeping, and I'd ask my mom if I could stay up later, but she would say no. I told her all the time that I'd be touched at night on my legs and things would be moved in my room, and she told me excuses that I look back on as being funny. She would tell me it was a squirrel outside making noises, or asked me if I was sure that I did not imagine it, so if I could not stay up, I had a good idea to just not sleep there anymore. I would spend so many nights at my friend's house or downstairs with my grandpa. Both places seemed lighter, even if one of those places was in the same building. A funny thing about my friend's house is that it was across the street from the cemetery, so I ruled out the cemetery being the cause of the haunting. His house had nothing whatsoever from what I could tell or sense. Whenever I had to sleep in my own bedroom, which I tried to have happen as little as possible, it was the same thing. Two other nights do stand out to me. One of the nights, my books were on a table at the foot of my bed, and they started turning on their own. The pages would flip quickly. I remember starting to get into Harry Potter, and I was proud of those books, and this ghost was ruining them. I got kind of angry at the ghost. I did not want the books to be ruined, so I tried to scare the ghost or make the ghost interested in me instead. I still could not look from under the safety of my blanket, but I began to just wiggle in my bed and cough loudly. It seemed to have worked. My book stopped moving, and I eventually fell asleep. I woke up the next morning to my book spread over the floor and pages bent and some torn. The next day, I told my friends at school. They pressed my thumb down and had the pages quickly turned past it and said they did it on their own, and they laughed. Another night, I was awoken to my radio turning on. I had the volume set to low, so it did not bother me that much, but then the volume was turned up. I couldn't believe it. I was still scared of the ghost, so I just let it play. The noise echoed throughout the house, and eventually my mom came and turned the radio off. I asked, "What was that?" And she told me that the radio was probably set up to be timed on an autoplay. However, I discovered there was not a setting for that, and never did it before. Despite being awoken in the middle of the night with the radio blasting, I was happy that the ghost decided to be very loud so my mom could witness it. The last story at this house is something I'm not sure I believe myself because it happened to my friend. This friend is affected by it over a decade later. I decided to host a sleepover, which did not really happen at my place. We took the living room over, played games on the TV. We were having a lot of fun until one of my friends gasped and frantically tried to back up to the couch behind us. He told us he saw a white figure without any distinct features in the hallway. He said he did a double take and saw it twice moving in the entrance. And when he closed his eyes in disbelief, he saw two red eyes. I live in the house with this thing, and I've never experienced red eyes or saw it again. Even though many nights went by being haunted, this was something I still found hard to believe. He saw it and then had a vision of red eyes. I could not understand, but to this day, he swears he saw it. As crazy as it sounds, one of my biggest regrets in life was not being brave enough to look directly at this ghost. Most of the time, I was too afraid. Well, some of the time, I was either too tired to care or angry at it. It haunted me almost every night for years, and I never got to see it. And that was my fault. After we moved out, my mom told me that the house was haunted and that she believes that it is a gift to be able to witness the paranormal in any way. Seeing, feeling, or otherwise sensing a ghost seemed to not be a gift at the time, but later I realized it is. There's many things in the world we cannot explain. One thing I have a hard time believing is that my mom claims she can see people's auras. I don't understand it, and there's a chance I never will. But I'll not discredit her claims after years of being haunted. The story was fun to tell, and it really gives me the creeps to this day. I never saw it and can only go off what my friend saw that night. but I'll never forget the feeling of it.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's
America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.